This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar on this day in 1978, supermodel Cheryl Teagues. Remember her? I do. Yeah, she was cool, but I didn't think she was one of the best. Anyway, Cheryl Teagues, she was hot. She was on the cover of Time magazine. Seeing that inspired Bob Seger to write this song, Hollywood Nights. And happy birthday today to Bob Seger, 80 years old. Man, he had a lot of hits. Old time rock and roll, Night Moves, Hollywood Nights, others as well. Bob Seger. You know, I've never seen Bob Seger in concert, but would love to. Anyway, Bob Seger, 80 years old today. I'm Scoot on the Air. Ian, I want to ask you, how do I sound? I've got a new pair of headphones on. Do I sound okay?
You sound exactly the same.
Okay, well, see, when you put people don't know this, but when you put new headphones on, you always sound different because the headphones are different. So when I'm talking, I hear myself through my headphones, and if I put on a new set of headphones, I feel different. So I didn't like the pair that Danny gave me. Danny Miller, our head tech guy, he gave me some brand new headphones to start the show, and they were Koss, and I didn't really like them, and they kind of were kind of loose on my head, and didn't really care for the way they sounded. So I went back to my old headphones. Well, I brought the headphones back to him during the break, and he said, "Okay, try this pair." So he gave me another new pair. I love these. These are awesome. They're called Air Cans, and Cans is a nickname for headphones in the business. Back in the day when I was first getting into radio, yeah, I got Cans, man. I got some new Cans. That's headphones. Anyway, I love these. Danny, thank you very, very much. These are cool. All right, so there's going to be betting on who the next Pope is going to be. We'll talk about this on the show tomorrow afternoon because tomorrow is the day they start the conclave. Also, how realistic is the movie Conclave to what's really going to go on in the Catholic Church? We'll talk about that tomorrow as well. Let's see. The President of the United States said he wants to build a ballroom in the White House. And I'm thinking, you know, I don't get it. All the federal cuts, all the cuts from DOGE. And look, I know that building a ballroom is not a lot of money compared to like other amounts of money. But you got to start cutting out the small things, because if you cut out a bunch of small things, that adds up and it ends up being a really big thing. The White House has gotten along this long without a ballroom. I don't think we need one now. And it just seems hypocritical to be talking about building a ballroom, which is going to cost millions, to build a ballroom in the White House when there are all these cuts to try to save money. I mean, how does this jive with DOGE? DOGE is all about saving money. And so now there's talk about building a ballroom in the White House. Also, for those of you who are interested in this, Grand Theft Auto 6, I believe, has been delayed until 2026. I know it's kind of upsetting. Delayed until 2026 because they say They want to make sure they get it right. Earlier today, the President of the United States had a press conference in the Oval Office with the new Prime Minister of Canada, Mark Carney. And while he sat right next to him, the President of the United States said, "We don't do much business with Canada. They do a lot of business with us." And he also went on and talked a lot about how Canada would benefit from being the 51st state. And the President of the United States essentially was saying that you never know, time will pass, let's see what happens, but never say never. But the Canadian Prime Minister, Mark Carney, said, with the President of the United States sitting right next to him, he said, "Canada is not for sale." So we'll see. But again, the president said, never say never. Coming up, we're going to talk about those who are inductees into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And we'll talk about those who should be inducted. And Mariah Carey is a name that's coming up because there are people who don't think she belongs. And I don't think she belongs either. I mean, I don't get Mariah Carey. Beautiful woman, great bod, beautiful face, great voice. But there's nothing distinguishable about her. She has no style. I mean, there's just nothing memorable about her music or about her. But I also thought it was interesting when I found out that of the 400 inductees into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, only 80 of them are women. And that's a suggestion that maybe the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is sexist. So we'll be getting to that. If you're just tuning in this afternoon, we've been talking about this ultimate devout Trump supporter, Batya Unger Sargon. And she was on Abby Phillips, CNN, last night. And she said the media is promoting a hoax in its coverage of President Trump's comments about upholding the Constitution. The President of the United States was asked about upholding the Constitution, because, as you know, there have been times when he hasn't. And the President's answer to "should you uphold the Constitution," the President's answer was, basically, "I don't know if I have to." He said, "I have great lawyers around me and they're going to figure it out, but I don't know if I have to follow the Constitution." And so that caused me to ask the question today, which it's unbelievable that we're asking this question in 2025. Do you think the President of the United States needs to follow the Constitution? All right. Also, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent confirmed to Congress that there were no negotiations with China over tariffs. Now, the President of the United States said that China reached out, but apparently that was a lie. Because now we're getting testimony from Scott Bessent, Secretary of the Treasury, that no see, you can't lie to Congress. When you're under oath, you can't lie. And so Bessent is forced to tell the truth. The President of the United States, holding a press conference, can babble about anything he wants to babble about. And boy, it was rough. It was rough watching that press conference earlier today. Because so much of this stuff was just not even believable. Anyway, there have been no negotiations with China over tariffs. None. And we'll see what happens in the future. But I think things are going to change, and it doesn't seem like there's been a lot of action. Now, the President of the United States says there have been hundreds of countries who have come to him, but there's no evidence that that has actually happened. Also, we've talked about, as an update from what we talked about yesterday, a police in Rochester, Minnesota investigated the woman who used the N-word shouting at a five-year-old African-American boy. It was all videotaped by a bystander. They turned the information over to the city attorney's office in the city of Rochester, Minnesota for a review, and they're going to consider charges. I think the N-word is protected by the First Amendment. I mean, nobody should use it, but I think the use of it is protected by the First Amendment. I mean, it might be considered hate speech. I guess that would be the only angle that could be used. But we talked about this woman, as of yesterday, had raised over $600,000, over $600,000, because she says her name and address got out there and she feels like she has to relocate. And she's raised a lot of money from people who are supporting the use of the N-word. They're supporting her use of this. It's kind of shocking to me. I guess I'm not really surprised. But I guess I don't want to be faced with the evidence that there are so many hardcore racists in this country that they would give money to this woman out of support for her using the N-word. Because she didn't have to use that. And as I said yesterday, what if the child were white? Would she have shouted out, "Hey, Whitey. Hey, Cracker. Hey, Honky." And those things are not as devastating as the N-word. But I just think it's sad that so many people are giving money. The NAACP chapter of the NAACP chapter in Rochester, Minnesota, has a GoFundMe account for the boy's family, and they've raised over $341,000. So that's kind of amazing. I mean, it makes you kind of want to come up with a cause. So you've got a reason to set up some kind of a funding situation. Also, we've talked about country music star Luke Combs saying that this year his priorities are in order. He says, quote, "My job is not more important than my kids." And I said last hour, it's easy for him to say that because he's a multimillionaire. And there are a lot of us who had to make decisions that might make it look like we were putting work before our children. But in reality, the work was for our children. And the decisions we made and what we did were about loving our children and doing the best we could for them. And if you're going through a tough situation, you can relate to what I said last hour. I went through that, and it was hard. And it was hard for a long, long time. And very hurtful. But my son turned out to be great. And I will tell you this, if you're going through a tough time right now because of decisions you've made with work and your kids, please understand that your kids will ultimately learn the truth. All right, Ian, do you want to do the text off here?
Sure.
All right, let's do the text off here. All right, we got jammed last hour. Couldn't do it at the normal time. So we'll do it right now going into this break. So you need to respond quickly because we're just going to do it during this break. All right. So the text off is Tuesday text off, song A, song B. You, the audience, decides which is better, song A or song B. Real simple. Here is song A. All right, that is song A, and here is song B. And what you'll need to do is text A or B to the Open Heart text line, 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. Here is...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Song B. All right, here we go. Another Mariah Carey song. Look, I'm not questioning her talent. She's beautiful. Great. Great body, great voice, but she's so vanilla. She's so benign. I don't think she belongs in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And among those who are nominated to go into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the final decision hasn't been made. She's on the list. I don't think she deserves to go in. Do you? The Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. All right, so let's get the results of the Tuesday text off. Song A was Eric Clapton singing I Shot the Sheriff. That's a cover of the original done by Bob Marley. And here is the original. Song B was the winner. Bob Marley was the winner. This song came out in 1973. Eric Clapton's cover version came out in 1974, so it didn't take Eric Clapton long to realize, hey, that's a pretty good song. I better jump on that. But with our Tuesday text off, and I agree with the results of our audience, the Bob Marley version is better. All right, I want to play for you because a lot of people say, well, that's not what Trump said. I'm so tired of people telling me what the president of the United States meant because I hear what he said. Well, they say that's not what he meant or what he said. I hear what he says, and I can figure out what he means when he says it. I mean, it's almost like people say, well, don't listen to anything he says because everything he says is not true. That's not true. I mean, he means a lot of this stuff. So the president of the United States said he doesn't know whether he should follow the Constitution. And so people have who didn't hear it over the weekend hear him actually say it. We have the audio. So here it is.
Your Secretary of State says everyone who's here, citizens and non-citizens, deserve due process. Do you agree, Mr. President?
I don't know. I'm not a lawyer. I don't know.
Don't you need to uphold the Constitution of the United States as president?
I don't know. I have to respond by saying again, I have brilliant lawyers that work for me, and they are going to obviously follow what the Supreme Court said.
Well, I think this is reference to the Supreme Court saying that the actions of the president are basically immune from prosecution. But I think this is things like, you know, wrongdoing. I think the president still has to follow the Constitution or should. And that's our question. But for the president of the United States to say he doesn't know whether he should or not is kind of scary to me. And it bothers me that we're even asking the question here in 2025. I mean, this should be a no-brainer. Sure, he has to follow the Constitution. And don't use the Second Amendment of the Constitution and say, well, we have a right to keep and bear arms because of the Second Amendment. Don't use the Constitution to protect what you want to protect and then throw out the Constitution when it comes to the President of the United States. But I think he needs to follow the Constitution, and this would include the deporting of U.S. citizens. So this is an area where the President of the United States has not followed the Constitution up to this point. But again, you just heard what he said. He doesn't know whether he needs to follow the Constitution. It seems to me that that shouldn't even be a question.
Even people who are saying, oh, no, he's talking not just about broadly upholding the Constitution, but very specifically giving due process to undocumented immigrants, illegal immigrants. Even the most generous interpretation of these comments reveals that he does not, in fact, know that illegal immigrants do get due process under the Constitution. If an individual is physically present in the United States, it doesn't matter what their immigration status is, if they're legal or not. They are entitled to the same protections as a regular U.S. citizen. That includes the right to due process and equal protection. This is not controversial. This is not new. Maybe you don't like that. Take it up with James Madison. But for Donald Trump to hear that his Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, is correctly interpreting that all the millions of people that they want to deport should get due process on their way out. And then for Kristen Welker to ask him, well, Marco Rubio said that. What do you think? And he goes, well, I don't know. Then you shouldn't have the job because this is really, really easy.
I think it's pretty basic. I mean, he took an oath to preserve and protect the Constitution, and now he doesn't know if he has to follow it. I find that to be a bit scary. By the way, look, let me mention this. You know, when I mentioned just a moment ago about the Rochester branch of the NAACP having a GoFundMe account for the family of this five-year-old, where somebody shouted the N-word at the five-year-old, they've raised over $340,000. Why? I mean, what did they need that money for? You know, this is an example of something that came up yesterday. And it was an African-American caller who made this point. When Al Sharpton and those people who support African-American issues, when it's black on black, they don't care. When it's white versus black, they care because that's how they raise money. That's how they grow in power, when it's white versus black. And so this is a case of white versus black. The woman was white. The child was black. She used the N-word. What is the NAACP going to do with that money? Why did they need the money? I thought they were already funded. Is the NAACP in Rochester, Minnesota, are they using this child to raise hundreds of thousands of dollars for their own good? I mean, I think that's possible. Let's go to Rick uptown. Rick, you're on WWL. Thanks for hanging on, Rick. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot, how you doing?
I'm good.
So I want to mention something to you. I enjoy listening to you, and I find both sides, just in general, like they all say different things. I saw Trump said something about doing some sort of ballroom.
Yeah, just talked about that.
But he did say something about he'd pay for it with his own money, at least from what I saw.
Okay, well, I didn't see that. So the report that I got was biased media, and it was unfair because I would have mentioned that.
Yeah, well, check it out.
Okay.
If you get a chance, Paul, he did say something about taking donations, too. But I want to ask you about the Beagles real quick.
About the what? The Beatles?
So the Beagles. They stopped something yesterday about, I guess, all administrations have been doing some, doing experiments on Beagles. And it looks like PETA went ahead and thanked Trump administration for stopping the working on the Beagles.
I don't know what they were doing. What were they doing on Beagles?
They were doing experiments on these poor Beagles.
What do you know what kind of experiments?
I wasn't there with the Beagles. I don't know. But if you pull it up on PETA's website, it talks about it. PETA's ex account. Basically, they were experimenting and the Trump administration stopped. I didn't want to give them a shout out, but all administrations, Democrat, Republican, should have done this, in my opinion, years ago.
Rick, I'm going to look into that. I appreciate the call. Let's see. Let's go to Irvin in Hammond. Irvin, you're on WWL. Good afternoon. Hello, Irvin. All right, let's go to Chris in Kenner. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Scoot. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, so about the N-word.
Yeah.
That's a pretty disgusting word. Okay, I hate to hear it.
Yeah.
But here's what confuses the heck out of me. Black people use it against black people all the time.
Yeah, we talked about that a lot yesterday.
Why? I don't get it.
Here's my theory. I think they use it to destigmatize the word amongst themselves. And I think there's a big difference between blacks using it among themselves and a white person calling a black person the N-word. I think there's a difference there. Some people might perceive that as unfair, but it's not a word that should be used. I don't think young black generations should be using it. And that's primarily who's using it. I don't like that. I don't think we're going to stop that, but I think it's a way of just destigmatizing the word. That's the best way I can explain it.
I agree with you. Yeah. And not using it is the right thing to do.
I agree with that. All right, Chris, glad you called the show. We're going to get to more of your calls. Also, we'll get to a couple of text messages. And if you want to join us, the Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. All right, so we're talking about who should be in and who should not get in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So I'm going to list all of the nominations. We have not heard yet who's going to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but here are the nominations: Bad Company, Billy Idol, Cyndi Lauper, Joe Cocker, Mariah Carey, Outkast, Soundgarden, Joy Division / New Order. New Order was Joy Division before they were New Order. Chubby Checker. Mana. I think that's how you pronounce it. They're a Hispanic group. Oasis. Fish. The White Stripes. And the Black Crowes. Of those nominees, who do you think does not deserve to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? So we're going to continue that conversation. When this was first announced, Ian and I had a conversation about Oasis, because I said, I don't think Oasis deserves to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And Ian disagreed and thinks they belong in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I like Oasis. They have some really great songs. I love this song, Live Forever. And I love a lot of their hits. And they have great hits, but I just don't think that... I think there are others who deserve it more than Oasis, I'll put it that way. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL. All right, so what do you think? Outkast. Does Outkast belong in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? They're the only hip-hop group that is nominated this year. Think they belong in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? We're talking about some of the groups that deserve it, some of the groups and artists that don't deserve it. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us on this Tuesday afternoon. Let's see, what did I want to tell you? I don't know. I forgot. Oh, man, I'm loving these headphones. God, I sound so good. Well, I mean, I don't know how I sound to you, but I sound great to myself with these new headphones. They're awesome. I mean, see, this is an integral part of what I do. Let's go to Bill Chase. Benny, you're on WWL.
Yes, Scoot. I was just calling about the oath of office issue.
Yeah.
When you become a public servant and you swear in, you take an oath to uphold the Constitution,
yeah,
whether it be state, local, or federal. And so this is a ridiculous issue.
It's a silly question. I mean, it's amazing that the current president of the United States is causing us to ask the question. That's amazing to me.
When you take the oath, you swear to uphold it.
Yeah. So it's a pretty much done deal. All right, Benny, I'm glad you called. So, I'm sorry, you had something else to say?
No, I said too much already.
No, you didn't say too much. You said just enough, Benny. I appreciate the call. So, if the current sitting president of the United States argues that it's okay to not follow the Constitution, or if he acts in such a way to not follow the Constitution, does that mean he lied at the oath of office? I mean, how would you interpret that? To preserve and protect the Constitution, taking an oath to preserve and protect the Constitution. And it's amazing to me that there are Trump supporters that think this is on the media, or that he didn't really say that. And it's amazing how many people will try to tell me, well, that's not what he said, or that's not what he meant. Well, we know what he said. You heard it. We just played it for you. I mean, what else can you mean by that? Okay, the question is, do you feel like you need to uphold the Constitution? I don't know. I mean, there's nothing to interpret there. It's pretty obvious. All right, let's go to Ian with a few of your text messages.
Here's a text that says, if Whitney Houston is in the Hall of Fame, Mariah deserves to get in.
Now, see, I disagree. I think Whitney Houston had just more style. She was more rock and roll. Mariah Carey may have the numbers in terms of songs, but she doesn't have, I don't know, there's something with Mariah Carey, I think there's something missing. And if you don't have that intangible element, Whitney Houston had it. I don't think Mariah Carey has it.
Here's the text that says, I agree that Mariah does not belong, but why do you keep referencing her body like that has anything to do with it?
I don't know, because she's got a great body. If I say something negative, I'm looking for the positive thing to say. I don't know. She has an outstanding body. I mean, she's got a great body, and she's pretty. I mean, not that that matters. I mean, like Janis Joplin would have been in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Maybe she is. After her death. But I mean, she wasn't pretty. I don't think she had very much of a body. So yeah, no, that doesn't matter. But yeah, I keep mentioning it because I'm just referencing Mariah Carey.
Here's a text that says, Soundgarden who? Mariah's Christmas song alone has immense recognition. During her career, she's demonstrated that she's got one of the greatest vocal ranges of anyone in pop music, plus 5 Grammy Awards, a Grammy Global Impact Award, 10 American Music Awards, 19 World Music Awards, 14 Billboard Music Awards, and has 2 Grammys. It must be your favorite. Oh, Soundgarden has 2 Grammys. But that must be your favorite.
No, it's not that Soundgarden's my favorite. It's just that Soundgarden meant a lot more to music than Mariah Carey. Mariah Carey didn't do anything unique. And I'm impressed with her accolades. I'm impressed with all of the things that she's accomplished. I'm impressed with that. But the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame can't let everybody in. And if I had to leave somebody out, it would be Mariah Carey. Also, you know, I'm okay with the White Stripes not getting in on the first ballot. I think Chubby Checker belongs in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Fish, I don't know. I mean, I'm not a Fish fan. I know a lot of people are, but I'm not a Fish fan, so I don't know how to comment on that. Bad Company, Billy Idol, Cyndi Lauper, Joe Cocker, Soundgarden, and Joy Division / New Order, they all belong, in my opinion, in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And then you got to figure out Chubby. I don't think this group is it. It's okay. There's no accent on the end, so it's not Manya. It's Mana, because there's accent Mana, because the accent is on the A. This Hispanic band. you know, I can see them not making it. I mean, I know they're huge, but it's the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and I know that the term rock and roll is everything from, you know, Danny and the Juniors at the Hop to grunge to pop stuff like Cyndi Lauper. Just saying rock and roll covers a lot of different genres of pop and rock music. But I could see the Hispanic group not making it. I don't think that's a criticism of Hispanic music at all. I would be okay if they didn't make it. And I'd be okay if Phish didn't make it. I'd be okay if the White Stripes didn't make it on this first ballot. And any comments?
I'll leave you with this one. 311 should be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They're still putting out albums and cruises and seasonal tours every year, and they've had all their original members for more than 30 years.
Yeah, that's
they
impressive.
Do it nonstop.
That's impressive. Mariah Carey do any cruises? I mean, it might be worth it to see her sitting around the swimming pool. But anyway, no, I'm just kidding about all that. I probably shouldn't be emphasizing her body so much, but yeah, she does have an outstanding bod. But I don't know. That's not always the thing that I pay attention to. Not the most important thing. I don't know, Mariah. Look, this is my opinion, and this is what we're talking about, just opinions. It's my opinion, and the judgment of music is very, very subjective. I don't think Mariah Carey belongs in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. All right, we're going to come back to wrap up the show. And the White Stripes, I can see if they don't make it this year. I mean, you can't let everybody in, and everybody's not going to get in this year. So if the White Stripes didn't make it, I'd be okay with that. But I'm impressed with what they did, and they did have a very unique sound. All right, we'll be right back on WWL. All right, Sports Talk with Mike Dettelier and Jeff Nowak. Coming up next, Fox Sports analyst Tim Brando joins them at 4:20. I want to thank Diane Newman, Ian Hoke, market manager Dan Barron, news anchor Chris Miller. Traffic with Courtney P. As always, I thank all of you for being part of our show and for being part of my life. I'm Scoot. Have a great afternoon. Join me on Scoot on your Facebook and Instagram. Love you, New Orleans.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.